Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So let's slide into this world's highest paid athletes list. And I'll start from the bottom and work our way to the top because we love our foreplay here on the Nosebleed Seats. And I guess this is kind of like an extra top 10 list in a sense because they give us the
two top 10 listed. You know, on the note, oh, wow, this is
we're gonna go back to back. It's like, hey, man, we don't. I barely get to do top tens anymore because we're on 11-1 most of the time now after the Rangers. So I can't really do a top 10 at 11, which I kind of might do every once in a while. But still, you know, so
it's
I got a
show. You could do whatever you damn well.
Yeah,
please.
You're right. Screw the rules. We do what we want to do here. And absolutely, yes, we do have a real British guy, 817. He's real.
They
and
love
he's
you,
awesome.
Ian. They absolutely love you.
He's legit, and he's also had multiple pints with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Word? There was an article in the Sun, the British newspaper, about those nights. Not specifically the one I referenced, but it was weird. This week they spoke to Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he was talking about being at Noel Gallagher's birthday party when they were fighting with lightsabers. Remember I told you everyone lived in that one area? That's
yes.
That one area, see?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Wow, that is how ironic. We were just talking about that. Yeah, you didn't know this, KG, but British Ian did frequent a pub. I mean, hell, Ian could tell you the story, but essentially there were three very prominent English actors that also would frequent this pub, and Ian was able to join their little drinking party, one of which was Ewan McGregor, a.k.a. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I feel like I wasn't invited to the after shows, though, because I was in the pub. I know Noel Gallagher's house, Noel Gallagher from Oasis, was around the corner. And I wasn't at his birthday party. I didn't get to go to what happened afterwards and probably carried on for days on end, like the big parties. Because that was what the Sun newspaper was talking about this week. But yeah, that little clique of people. And I was like, huh, my drinking ended when the pub closed at 11. I didn't get the invite back to Noel Gallagher's house around the corner.
Wow. By the way, what part of the UK are you from?
I'm from Essex originally. This all happened in a place called Belsize Park, which is in North London.
Okay.
Just so you know.
How would you describe an Essex girl, Ian?
Like a Jersey girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Essex is to London what Jersey is to New York. That makes sense?
Okay, so now I got questions. Just one question in particular.
Or a Valley girl, if you want to do that as a West Coast.
What's the difference between Sussex and Essex?
Sussex is posher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Sussex is further down, and it's more castles and stuff.
Oh,
whereas
okay.
Essex is right on the edge of London. If you go to East London and keep heading east, you get to Essex, right?
Okay.
You have to go through some other stuff before you get to Sussex. See how much I hate the UK? I don't even know what that other stuff is. I know you have to go through. There's London, and then there's stuff, and then you get to Sussex. But because I'm from Essex,
rubbish.
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 I know you go east, and then you get to Essex, and then you're suddenly there.
Because I was wondering why it was such a big deal about the Duchess and the Duke of Sussex.
Oh
versus,
yeah, I
you
think
know.
That's a historical thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
To be quite honest, with that lot, it's who's married to one of suits and who was and wasn't on the Jeffrey Epstein plane at this point. I don't know. I don't know that the Sussex area is that prevalent. You thought you were getting a top 10, and now we're doing English geography, and Ian trashes the royal fam. Well, they trash themselves, let's be honest.
Facts.
I'll tell you what, if you like what you hear, Ian has a fantastic podcast. If you'd like to plug that a little bit, British?
Thank you. It's called Did You America. If you just go to didyouamerica.com, everything is there. That's how much I like England. My podcast is called Did You America.
He prefers America. He knows what he's doing.
I love it.
All right, so here we go. The highest paid athletes in the world. You've got Kevin Durant making $75 million, $31 million on the field, $44 million off the field. He comes in at number 10, even though that would be on the court. Number 9.
Yes.
Tom Brady. $76 million, $45 million on the field, $31 million off of it. And to believe that that $76 million probably still doesn't come close to what his wife, Gisele Bündchen, is bringing in.
Hey, it's 21st century, man. Let her do
no,
her thing.
No, you're right. You're right.
She's doing her thing.
Number 8, and I wonder how many listeners would know who this individual is. Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, the Formula One driver?
Yes, sir. $82 million for Lewis Hamilton.
Ooh.
Regarded as the best Formula
One
driver.
Oh, there you go, Ian. There you go.
In the sport. Yep, UK.
Lives in Switzerland. Couldn't wait to leave.
Oh, really?
Wow. Tax dodge, but yeah, and couldn't wait to leave.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, $70 million.
The what?
Taxes are like that.
When you're as rich as he is.
Okay.
That's true. So $82 million, $70 million racing, $12 million via endorsements for Lewis Hamilton.
Nice.
Then we get into some tennis, okay? Number 7, which tennis player do you think it is?
Oh, man. I know Serena makes a ton of money.
This would be a male, but Serena does make a lot of money.
Oh, I'm going to go with Roger Federer because I know he's got like a bunch of like endorsements with a whole bunch of people.
Boom, you crushed it. And believe it or not.
Oh, wow, okay.
All of Roger Federer's money is coming from off the court. $90 million. So he didn't play for much of the year with a knee injury.
Right.
So he made all of his $90 million, nearly all of it. I think $300,000. Was what he made playing tennis this year. $90 million in earnings from sponsorships with brands like Rolex and others. So that is unbelievable what he's able to do. Oh, he's got Swiss Athletic as well. Pretty big. Number 6, you got Neymar. 29 years old, $95 million Brazilian superstar. He makes $76 million on the pitch, $19 million off of it. So there you go. The top 5, now we get into some good ones, right? Number 5, we're going back to the NBA. Who are you going with here, KG?
In the NBA? I'm going to go with LeBron James.
LeBron James. Yeah, absolutely. $31.5 million on the court, $65 million off the court.
He's about to be a billion-dollar athlete here soon.
He is. I mean, he recently purchased small stakes in Fenway, who owns the Red Sox, and Liverpool FC, and Roush Fenway Racing. So LeBron's really dipping into some other pots here. Number 4, the quarterback of America's team, Dak Prescott. $107.5 million, $97.5 on the field, $10 million off of it with endorsements with Sleep Number, 7-Eleven, and DirecTV. He also announced an investment in 4 Texas locations of the restaurant chain Walk-On Sports Bar and Grill.
He was out there feeding the homeless at one of those
locations. Yes, he was. So, Dak, number 4 at $107.5 million. The top 3 now, all right? Now we get into some soccer, a.k.a. football players, as Ian would say. Cristiano Ronaldo, coming in at number 3. Talk about tax evasion. He's up there.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah, $120 million for him, $70 million on the pitch, $50 million off of it. And this dude, I mean, I think he's number 1 in Instagram followers in the world. He's 36 years old, still ripped as all hell. And he's got several business brands and clothing, accessories, hotels, and gyms. So he's rocking it. Number 2 is Lionel Messi.
You want to talk about tax evasion?
Yeah, no doubt. I always thought Ronaldo was younger than Messi, but Ronaldo's 3 years older. Messi making $130 million, $97 million on the pitch, $33 million off of it. And then number 1, the highest paid athlete in sports right now, the notorious Conor McGregor, $180 million. Now, $22 million were inside the octagon, $158 million outside of the octagon. And the real big reason for this is his sale of his whiskey brand, Proper Number 12. He's also got endorsements with DraftKings, the video game Dystopia, and several other things.
The video game what?
Dystopia, Contest of Heroes, and the lifestyle brand Roots of Fight is what this says. I don't know what the hell this is, okay? But there's Connor at number one. And quickly here, KG, because you and I can both nerd out on some UFC talk.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's not the biggest fight of Conor McGregor's career, but if he wants to continue to be relevant in the UFC outside of just name value,
mm-hmm.
this is a must-win fight for him in the Poirier trilogy.
No, I agree, because I think it'll put him back in the conversation for a title shot, which I think he ultimately wants. But honestly, I wish Poirier wouldn't have gave him the rematch. Because I feel like
you didn't want to get really.
I didn't want to see it again. I thought Poirier dominated him enough to a point where he should have got the next lightweight title shot.
Oh, I agree with that, but I think Dustin was probably looking at the numbers.
It's the money.
Make more money.
Yeah, it's the money.
But you're
fight.
Right. It is, you know, because this weekend you're going to have the lightweight championship between Charles Oliveira and Michael Chandler.
And I like Chandler and
Oliveira. I like both. But Dustin Poirier is the lightweight champion.
Yeah, he deserves the shot at the title right now. So
yeah, I'm with you.
But
if Conor loses that fight,
it's done.
You look at his resume. I mean, ever since beating Eddie Alvarez at UFC 205, he's lost to Floyd, right? He came back and lost to Khabib. Then he beat Cowboy Cerrone, who's pretty much done
washed.
Now. I mean, he just had a nasty fight.
And I love Cowboy. He's washed, though.
Then he came back and lost to Dustin. So if he's going to lose to Dustin again, he's 1-4 in his last five fights.
Yeah, but he's still the money. He's all the money.
He's only name brand then, right?
Yeah.
But the wins aren't there for Conor.
No.
So this is a big one. He's got a lot to prove.
He does. He has to beat Poirier for sure. I agree
in this
with that.
Fight coming out. No, absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.